I will say this though, you don't realize how that phrase, good fences make good neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that until you have a fence in some neighbors that need a fence between you and them, right?
We need the soundproof one.
You know what I mean? It was like when we had good neighbors, it was like, how can we eliminate all these barriers between us?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how good neighbors feel when they're next to each other. It's like, oh my God, you know, I just tell each other almost every day how lucky you are to be neighbors with each other.
Really? Like, what was this? You're just so happy every time you walk out and you see them and you're like, hey.
Yeah. You didn't take it for granted, though. We didn't take it for granted when we had good neighbors.
No, we didn't.
Good God. Our neighbors have literally, this is no exaggeration, been screaming at each other at the top of their lungs all day long.
It started at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Quiet now.
I know.
Yeah. Trying to listen to us talk.
Yeah.
Trying to hear what's going on in the murder shed. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing that thing again. Are they talking about us? I bet they're talking about us.
What if they listened?
Yeah, they probably think that every week. They're like, they're doing that thing where they go in their shed and talk shit about us again.
Need to fix that fence. Man.
It's goodness gracious. Like, is there any other way to communicate with each other? You just scream at each other nonstop.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no break.
Mm-mm.
It's like, why are they all still there?
Like, people that don't even live there come over there to yell at
people. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, because he gets it as good as he gives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, is that worth it?
I guess.
What you get worth it just to give?
For him, it is.
Goodness gracious. Oh, man, make friends. Make sure you have a lot of friends when you're old. This guy needs options. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't need another option.
Goodness gracious. Like, we're next to like, I mean, how would you even describe rednecks? They're like suburban rednecks somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They're just over there. Just even when they're not fighting, they're fighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. And here it's funny because like we actually like physically fight each other all the time. Like, we get the edge out. Like, we're actually choking each other and trying to break each other's arms.
What's wrong with them?
Like, oh my God, those people are so weird. Just yelling at each other all the time. Like, meanwhile, like, you got your, like, I'm in your crotch. You're like, your leg is wrapped around me. You're trying to kill me.
That's normal.
Yeah. What a split between, because I bet that does go back and forth. You know, because they definitely think we're weird.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way they're like the normal neighbors we have next
no,
door.
No, the strange people that moved in. We're very strange.
I scared straight their kid. Scared that kid straight over back to their own house.
Haven't seen her since.
Nope. Yeah, she's like, not having it.
No.
Not having it. So she came over to hang out with my son, and she's about my son's age. So she came over with her grandmom, and she was asking for my son to be able to play, but also yelling at her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, stop yelling at your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And then she yelled at her grandmom some more as if to say, this is how I talk to my grandma. Mm-hmm. You don't get to tell me how to talk to my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, listen, if you yell at your grandma one more time, you're not playing with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And then she stopped. Oh, no, because I told her to apologize.
Yeah.
You know, I told her to apologize.
Because you couldn't leave it there.
Yeah, no.
Apologize.
Well, no. The whole thing was an apology.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing was
it.
Yeah, we started, hey, apologize for yelling. Is what I said.
Yeah.
Apologize for yelling at your grandma. And then she yelled at her again.
Yeah.
Like, that was like, now you're challenging me. Now we're fighting.
Right? Watch me.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Listen, I don't have to fight how your parents fight.
Yeah.
This is how I get down. You know, you will never see my son again.
Yeah.
And my son will not even feel that loss. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, get it together. So I haven't seen her since.
No.
That was a while ago too.
That was.
I'm an intense dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intense dad. It's not working. Our son almost got arrested. We're not good parents at all. We're making a monster. What are we doing? You want to tell that story real quick? That's funny. That's a funny story to me.
So we're at the park, and our son's there with his friend, and they're 7 and 8. So they're like right at that age, ready for like independence, right? So they're running all over the park. They go off into, they're like, can we go over here? We're like, yeah, just stay out of trouble. Like, don't leave with anybody. You know, be good.
Yeah.
They go over there. They're like, it's like over a little hill. It's just kind of like the far end of the park, but you couldn't see them from where we were sitting. And like, I checked on them a couple times. And then they show back up and they said, we've got $2. We're like, how did you get $2? Like, we told somebody we were homeless and they gave us $2.
We're which
like,
is,
you can't tell people you're homeless.
First of all, nobody believed those two kids were homeless.
No. That's those ridiculous. Two cute, they well-fed kids. They gave
them $2 because it was adorable. Or, I mean, if they did, I mean, that could also be, because if those two kids were homeless.
But the neighborhood that they were in, those were not two homeless kids wandering around that neighborhood. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And they're probably all giddy about it.
Yeah.
You know, like trying to like get $2. Like, dude, you don't even know.
They both had really nice sneakers on. Like, both of them.
Yeah, I think my son was wearing Jordans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is ridiculous because, and they look, again, our son is biracial, mm-hmm. as far as we can both agree to. But he looks white. Mm-hmm. He looks white. Mm-hmm. So it was like this clearly white kid, and then this white kid with like a black kid's haircut. Like these two white kids, you know, this little boy band over here.
Yeah, really?
No way. They're sponsored. You're not homeless. You're sponsored. Who's your sponsor? Looking around for Red Bull. Where's Red Bull?
Yeah.
So
they were like, you know, they said, oh, no, we didn't tell them we're homeless. We just told them we were poor. And we're like, okay, whatever. Like, that must have been an interesting, cute interaction. Like, was it old people? Was this like, you know, like how to, you know. And they're like, whatever. And so then they go off playing. And then Finn's sitting at the table and is playing. Oh, they went off again. And then they come back with no shoes on.
Well, let's not use that.
Oh, names. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not other kid's name. Go ahead. They come back with no shoes on.
They come back with no shoes on.
Look at our time real quick. Okay, good. Keep it going.
Come back with no shoes on. The other kid goes off and plays on the playground. Our son stays at the table. And then this lady cop comes walking up to the park. And walking with an intense
walk. This is her beat, by the
walk.
Way. She handles kid-related crimes at the park.
Yeah.
That's what they do with lady cops now. Here comes park lady park cop. Park lady cop? I don't even know. I don't even know what her title is. You probably should have asked.
Yeah.
So she came over here.
She's walking towards us. She let
you know
like,
that
no.
This is her jurisdiction.
Yeah. Yeah. Told us that somebody had called the cops on two kids that were playing too close to the road and asking cars for money.
Wait, hold on, though. There has to be some thoughts of unfair treatment when you're the lady cop and you get sent to deal with kids at the park.
Yeah. There you was don't think when so? When we were leaving, she was over there talking to a male cop.
So he didn't even come over and deal with the situation.
He didn't come talk to us.
He was like, all right, you know, you go and do this stuff.
I think they had two cars.
Okay, so
I think she got to the scene first. She's just
so
a better
cop.
So he
was back up?
Yeah, back up.
He was back up to the lady cop? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so lady cop shows up. Does it black or white lady cop?
A white lady.
Okay. Fat or skinny?
She wasn't fat. She was...
Like if you had to chase the kids and catch them.
Oh, she better. I don't know how good her footwork is.
Like no head start.
Yeah. And she better not, you know, like wild animals when they miss them, like the lions miss them once and it's like, that's over. Like she better get them on the first one or else they're gone.
Okay. She doesn't have that like change the other direction really quick core.
No. All
right.
Yeah.
So lady cop shows up with a wobbly core. And
it takes all our names, addresses, phone numbers. Both of us had to tell the lady cop that we have different last names than our sons. At first, when I went first, and I was like, oh shit, my biracial family showing its thing. And then they went, and I was like, oh
yeah.
You do.
And they're all white, so take that, society. Take that. It's just what people do these days.
Yeah, we're just progressive.
progressive. Not stereotypically biracial. Progressive.
Progressive.
Progressive. But it's weird that that's even a thing that people imply, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what? So what? What? Do you either buy into marriage or you don't?
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick one. Mm-hmm. So you buy into marriage then? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, then you got to say yes. If you're a person that can scoff at the fact that it is stereotypically common that biracial couples don't marry,
mm-hmm.
then you're into marriage.
But changing the last name isn't necessarily like people get married nowadays. Like women still don't take.
So
the
you're
last
saying
name.
Biracial couples are lazy?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it's more of a decision to buy in on the, well, woman should change her last name to her husband or her partner rather than a marriage or non-marriage situation. Oh,
is that why we're doing it? Feminism?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
I was just being black in a relationship.
You thought if you ever proposed to me, I'd have to change my name if we did it?
Yeah. I mean, right? I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll do that now. Yeah, that's whatever. Yeah, that's so funny. What does a marriage proposal even sound like 20 years into a relationship? Oh, okay. Man, I don't even know in which direction to go from here, because I was having fun before we started recording when we were talking about the indoctrination of the lantern fly. Because mm-hmm. I think we might be onto something.
Yeah, it's a little creepy to talk about, right?
It is, because every time I see them, they're not doing anything. Right? They're not doing anything harmful. Every time I see them.
Like, you never see them eating a leaf? Like,
never.
Isn't that what
I've
they do?
Never
they're
seen
eating
one
our
eating
plants?
A leaf. They're always, like, on the sidewalk or something. So
well, those are the ones you see. What if that's why we have no grass? Lantern flies.
Holy shit. We have no grass, by the way. Yeah, so the lantern flies, in case you don't know what is going on, at least where we are in Pennsylvania, and I think in the Northeast in general, like
yeah,
this
I think
region,
so. I think so.
There are these lantern flies that are invasive. I think are they Asian? I think I remember them being Asian.
Probably Asian.
Yeah. They were like this invasive, because it was cracking me up that they were invasive Asians.
Because they figured out how they got here. They like traced it down to the one like one banana or whatever they like hitched a ride on. I forget what it is. Somebody
yeah.
told me. Like,
it was probably something more Asian.
Yeah. The one Asian pair.
Okay. I
came
like
over
that.
On an Asian pair.
Yeah. That was like, that was a way to go that didn't feel racist. You know what I mean? Like rice would have felt.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's overdone. Like anything overdone feels wrong at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's why all the ethnicities are upset, because we want people to acknowledge us as more than just.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we're more than just fucking rice. Make fun of our Asian pears. You know? It's
yeah.
Like,
they're really good pears.
Yeah. But these lantern flies are invasive, and the news keeps telling us to kill them.
On site. Step on them. Squish
them.
Murder them. And them right then and there. Like, I feel like if you told somebody you didn't, like when you post on Facebook about it, people are like, did you kill it?
Yeah.
Like that's, they have need to know. Confirm yeah. death
like,
now.
Are you doing your part?
Yeah.
As a member of society, are you murdering what our government is telling you to murder?
To extinction. Like we're supposed to take this to extinction.
Yeah. We want them all gone.
Yeah.
We're trying to eradicate these things. Mm-hmm. Haven't killed one yet. It feels odd.
Yeah.
It feels odd how deliberate and how indoctrinating it is
mm-hmm.
that they want us to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm being rebellious at all. It's not like
a little bit.
I was out there killing praying mantises.
That would be rebellious.
Yeah, because we're not supposed to kill them.
No.
That's illegal.
But they're like if somebody was killing a praying mantis, I feel like they're like a majestic bug.
Like
I would judge them.
The horse of bugs.
Yeah, like what are you doing killing a praying mantis? Like no.
Yeah.
Do you see that thing? It's magical.
It is. It's like. It feels like a higher intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But again, we're not allowed to kill them.
But we will be soon if we just go along with kill. Exactly. Next thing they'll be like, the praying mantis has a disease that's going to get your babies. Kill it on site.
Get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Would you do it? Would you kill the praying mantis?
I'm not even killing the lanternfly.
They're ugly bugs, listen, too.
I don't ever want, like, I feel the same way you do about the praying mantis. It's a majestic being.
Yeah.
You know? The lanternflies, they're the gray things, right? They almost look like moths, but they're not moths.
Yeah,
when
some
they
red
open
on
their
them.
Wings, they kind of look cool, like almost like a little strawberry bug.
I guess so, but I'm already like brainwashed.
Yeah, have you killed any?
No.
Yeah,
but I look at them with anger.
But why haven't you? You know,
you're
buying into the indoctrination, and you haven't killed one. Why haven't you?
What if something happens when I kill them? Like right then and there, like I'm like one of the people marked, and then we're gonna have like one of these like. You know, in the religious books where, like, the coming and everybody gets sucked up and there's only certain people left or the people get left. Like, one of those groups, it's bad for one of them. Like, I don't know which group I want to be in, but I don't want to be in either.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like I'm going to be in it. I'm marked once
What if the lanternflies are, you know how we're getting our technology to be more like animals?
Yeah.
And then we figure out in the future, like, this type of flying device is the best type of flying device to actually go back in time.
Yeah.
So they're, like, these bugs that are carrying, like, these tiny bugs that are carrying people.
Oh, no.
In them. And we're just smashing them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's the Asians spying on us? It's like their technology. It's like little.
Oh,
they're not
you're trying
live.
To blame it on the sneaky little Asians.
Yeah, well,
huh?
That's what it is, right? It's
an Asian invasion. It is an Asian invasion.
Yeah.
And they probably have that technology.
Right? And they just released billions of them. So they're like all over.
And the government knows their drones. So, like, they're probably just drones.
Yeah.
They're probably not. Tiny little people was a stretch. I'm glad you didn't even flinch at that, which I'm very shocked at. Like, normally you give me gruff about, like, things when I make things shrink. When I miniaturize, anytime I miniaturize, you usually have something to say. I went miniature and you were cool about it. I mean, I guess you have changed. We're changed. We're different people now.
Yeah.
So that would be crazy if they were all like if the government knew that they were drones.
Yeah.
And they have us out here doing their dirty work. You're just crushing Chinese.
But it's for like. But
Asian
then the
drones.
Question is like, it's for the betterment of the U.S., right? Like, now, what if you knew? What if you were on the inside? And now we get contacted, and they're like, "Listen to me, you're right about this, but we need you to help us eradicate the drones."
Then tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me what I'm doing.
You'll do the dirty work.
Tell me what I'm doing.
You know.
Give me all the information.
That's all
I want to know.
Okay.
Because as it is, as it stands, it seems weird.
It's probably like came from that. Rich pedophile, like his island. You know, they're like raiding it. They like opened something they shouldn't have, and now they came out.
God. It's gonna bite people, and they're gonna start banging kids.
<It's>
oh no! Oh no! Okay, I'll kill it. Yeah, I feel it's as the story that we're getting is as believable as the cover story for that robot that goes around giant now.
And does what? Identifies people of a spill? But I've never...
Yeah.
Yeah, we got stuck behind him today, and we're like, okay, robot, like, hurry it up. And, like, he was just in our way.
Yeah, a giant has this robot that just walks around. What I think it's doing, it's tracking shoppers' behavior.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Definitely.
Because why is it so tall? Why does it need to see, like, our heads
exactly.
and faces and stuff?
That's the only thing that's worth money anymore.
Yeah.
Is habits, tracking habits, and being able to put habits into a calculable algorithm where you can increase profits based off of applying that information.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what it's doing. It's definitely tracking our habits.
Yeah.
It's no way it's in there just looking for fucking spills.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make any sense. This big elaborate robot, like,
yeah.
It does. It's not good to look for spills. It's not a good solution. So it's like, why would they do this if it's not a good solution?
I think it would be better put to use if it was out there killing lanternflies. So that's what's odd. That's suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Why is that not happening?
I don't know, man.
Robots.
Having us kill them. Huh?
Yeah. No, it just seems like one step. Towards indoctrination. I think we're going to see it. I think we're still going to see the next level, because whether we take part in it or not, the next phase of the indoctrination still is going to happen. So what's going to happen are the people that are out there just indiscriminately killing lanternflies and getting the high off of it,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be so gung-ho to kill the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is how I do my part. This is what makes me a good person.
Yeah, this is
like,
all I gotta
I
do.
I just gotta stomp on bugs and shit.
When they tell me in the news?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's easy.
Do that.
You know? Yeah. And then it's like a four-legged animal of some kind.
Yeah.
Then we're out there just murdering it.
Something furry. A mammal.
Yeah.
Killing a mammal. That's when it would get scary, once people started killing mammals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because then it's midgets.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Is that 100%. 100% positive. It happens all the time. Every time something like this takes place, midgets are the first to go. They usually flee.
Yeah.
They usually flee.
Okay.
Yeah. They fit in tiny things and they just like pop up. And they're like, for whatever reason, they learn languages really easily. Because they flee a lot. I think it's in their genetic code. They can just learn languages really good.
Okay.
But yeah. And then it's like real people. You know? Dude, if real the news, think about that.
If the news
told people to go out there and indiscriminately kill midgets.
Because why? You don't think it matters?
Because of the lantern flies. I mean, they're invasive. Say they're invasive. Their midgets have become invasive. They're destroying our crops. They're running around in people's homes, eating out of their private gardens. They're just nibbling. They're just running around nibbling on private gardens.
Gotta put an end to it, huh?
These invasive midgets. Well, I mean, I guess I wouldn't murder a midget over like nibbling on people's private gardens. Even if
you're assuming that midgets are really doing this. I thought this was just propaganda from the government.
No, I mean, we see it happening. We all know it's true, you know? So, like, whatever this is definitely the case, you know? But or like, something close enough where it's like, I mean, they're definitely around more. I don't know if they're, like, really nibbling on people's... I haven't seen them. Yeah. No, because that is the case. You're right. I have not seen the lantern flies necessarily doing anything devastating.
Yes.
You know? But they, like you said, they could be on our sidewalk, like, being full.
That, yeah. You know? Resting.
Yeah. So, man, none of that was prepared.
Oh, I was going to tell you about the first crime committed in space.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to talk to me about that.
It happened. What do you think the first crime committed in space would be?
Definitely a dick-related crime.
You were, okay. You think a dick-related crime.
No, clearly not. All right. I mean, because the other crime, okay, so if it's not dick-related, because that's the harshest crime, any other crime that I feel like happens in space unless it's murder,
yeah,
right, isn't really a crime.
Murder.
Right? So if it's not murder, it doesn't feel like it was murder by the way you said it.
No.
So because if you steal something from somebody in space...
You're still right there.
You're right there. You're right there. Like, I can see all your stuff. There's my thing right there. Floating by your ear. Give me the thing that's mine. You know? Yeah. So I don't think
it seems like it'd be hard to have a scuffle in space, like trying to get the thing.
Yeah, yeah, like assault.
Yeah.
Like assault.
Yeah.
Or you mean like fighting over
your thing.
Over your thing. I'm not fighting you over my thing. I don't care. Give me my thing back. I don't care for in space.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't think it was theft.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not a real crime in space. I don't care what anybody says. Right now, that's not a crime in space. Theft is not a crime in space. So.
Identity theft.
Yeah. I don't even. No, you're not me. Stop saying that. Stop. No, you're not me. Stop. Stop repeating me. Stop repeating me. Yeah, that is identity theft in space. Yeah, so I'm embarrassed because I don't even know other crimes. The only crimes I know is dick and theft. Those are the only crimes I know. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Jaywalking, you can't jaywalk in space, right?
Jaywalk in space.
Yeah. So, I mean, like computer, I don't know, fraud, I guess, what was the first crime? What was the first crime committed in space?
A lady astronaut.
Yeah.
Logged into her ex-wife's email account from space.
Why is that a crime? We should be celebrating that that's even possible. What?
Right?
What?
Yeah.
Good Lord. You can do that? Was it easier?
I guess. I don't know. She had a lot of time.
Yeah. So I was actually, this is something I was actually thinking about today, because it sounds like, so what's happening, she hacked her ex-wife.
Yeah.
Ex-wife. So how do people get each other's passwords? It is mind blowing to me.
Like to hack? Like, yeah, because they're not, like, being all told?
This, like, in people in scorned relationships. Yeah. Oh, so there's a song that's out right now. And one of the things that they say in the song is that you keep changing your access codes. you know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
And it's like, okay, I get it. Like, she keeps changing them, but how the fuck do you keep getting them? How do you keep figuring out what her new access codes are, man?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And that, it seems to be common with, like, either this generation of people or people that aren't me. You know what I mean? Like, how are they doing this?
We are still, like, we've had the same, we still call each other, like, what is your access code?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you've told,
you know,
me 300 times.
It's like, I barely remember my, I say, okay, listen. Okay, you don't remember my password? Okay, so it's going to take 6 tries. We know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's either one of these 6. You know, it's tough. And I that's not even a joke. Every time I have to log into my Apple shit, I have to try 6 passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Every time something asks me if I want to set it, so if a certain amount of attempts, then everything shuts down.
Yeah.
I just laugh at that. It's like, oh, that's silly. No, who does that? Yeah. But that's, so what, hacking was her crime?
Yeah. Yep. That was her crime.
Just being a scorned broad up in space.
I guess you got a lot of time to think, right? Like, yeah. You're just up there, like.
Well, if you're a chick.
Pining away.
I mean, dudes are probably up there working. Up there in space working. Yeah. She's hacking into her ex-wife's account. No, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Okay. I'm sorry. You know, what? We're running out of oxygen? I got to press. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll sink in. You know, listen, we got levers to sink and pull at the same time. I feel like that's everything in space.
Sink and pull.
Is they have to, like, do. They all have to do shit at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, stop fucking hacking into your ex. But that's. It's funny to me that a woman committed the first crime in space.
Me too. I thought that was interesting.
What do you, is that empowering to you?
Yeah, go girl. Like, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on a new frontier, you know? She's like.
It's such a woman crime, too.
But yeah.
Because I feel like women are better at it than.
Breaking into the.
Like, figuring out the passwords.
Yeah.
It's. Like, women have, it's almost like the way they see the world. And it's funny because anytime you try to break down how different men and women are, some women get offended because of the people that abuse that information, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, again, that takes you from being able to use yourself to your most advantage, you know, to fulfill your fullest potential. You have to first acknowledge your way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so women have that emotional memory. You know how I was talking when we were hanging out the other day with Tim Butterly and his family?
Yeah.
Right? So there was a woman that had, like, a bad memory for some things and a really good memory for other things because she could contextualize it and remember it in an emotional way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, women, you know, again, that's, like, why women can figure out, they can almost establish with different emotional weights fall on things for people if they're really letting it rip, right?
Yeah.
And they seem to let it rip the most when they're trying to figure out information about a lover, like when they're scorned.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Women get focused.
Yeah.
And they start, like, you know, like a beautiful mind, like seeing all the numbers and shit.
Yeah.
You know, just like their brain is just doing that Minority Report thing where they're just pulling, you know, and they're just. You know, it's like, of course, the first one was probably easy, like probably some birthday or something, you know?
Yeah, a middle name, something.
Like after, like password after password, and then you got numbers and letters options. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's that they're figuring out, they're like, oh, I remember that time we went to the shore and he didn't want pizza because his stepdad one time threw a pepperoni at him, 9 here. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's crazy to me. How are they? I just don't understand how people are doing that.
I don't know.
But anyway. Woman committed the first crime in space. Anthony feels good about it.
Yeah.
Do we know what she looks like?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read the article.
I would love to know what the first female space criminal looks like? How did you not want to know what she looks like? That's why you're bad at gossip.
Right? I like it, though.
You like it, but you're bad at it, man. This is like, this is gossip worthy. Like seeing, you only like the gossip, I guess. You don't like the connecting it to people and making it judgy and shit. You just like the passing of information. Again, oral tradition. You're almost like the ancient Jews. Is this the article?
Yeah, this is the article.
Is that what she looks like?
It might be. I don't know.
Oh, she's probably, this is probably the other chicken space. Are you kidding me? Listen, how many bras do you think are up there?
The first thing I read, it says historic all-female spacewalk refashioned because of wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, first of all, this is an all-female
spacewalk?
They
yeah.
encouraged her. They should all be taken. They should all be acquitted for that crime. They made her, they encouraged her to do that. They told her that was a good idea. That's the thing. When you get that many women in one place trying to figure out a password, it's like a fucking supercomputer. They probably all got together and figured out the password. You know?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, where was your first date? Okay, what was she most afraid of? Okay, what, you know what I mean? Just like chunking information about this woman. Yeah. What was her favorite color? What did she wear to a job interview? Yeah, there's no way this butch chick figured that all out by herself. Yeah. Is that what you thought she looked like? I definitely thought she was going to be, like, way more effeminate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She looks like a female soccer player. She looks like one of them, you know?
Yeah.
Like one of the less famous ones.
Yeah.
Doesn't get a lot of shine, but probably does a lot of motivational speaking and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was her name? Let's shout her
Sarah?
Out.
Sarah.
Let's give it up for Sarah.
Oh, sorry. Anne McLean.
Anne McLean? Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Shout out Anne McLean out there.
Oh, she hacked her bank account. Sorry.
Woo!
Sorry.
Even bank account. Wilder.
Yeah.
Even wilder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crime. That's real crime.
She said she got accused of stealing her identity. Even though nobody moved any funds or said anything, she just got access.
Yeah. But, I mean, why do that? That's a threat, right?
That is what? To hack somebody's bank account?
Yeah, you're come on, this is why you're here, to translate woman weird shit. Is that a threat? To, like, just get in and get out? From space?
From space. I don't know. Apparently they're in a custody battle.
That woman
as well.
Knows nothing about how the internet works.
No.
I don't either, but I'm pretty sure you can pretty much pinpoint the IP address from space. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't this spaceship. It must have been the other
one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it gets weird when IP addresses from space just start going into bank accounts. I'm pretty sure it just gets flagged somehow.
Yeah, it must. Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
The computer's got something special going on.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I mean, again, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. You know, it's man. What a bold move.
Yeah.
What a, 'cause I would imagine she thought the fact that she was in space made it so that she couldn't be tracked.
Why would she think that? She's an astronaut.
Because that's when the woman brain kicks in.
Because woman brain.
Well, yeah,
now
because
I'm starting
listen,
to be insulted by
okay,
brain.
Be insulted, but like be insulted now. But when I say this and it's spot on, make sure you give me my props, right? Mm-hmm. So woman brain. So there's a lot of times when a woman is about to do something crazy, right? She knows it's something she shouldn't do. In that moment, she literally releases all intelligence, everything she knows about how the world works. And what's right, just so that she can do that thing and then not feel a moral. Like she'll figure out how to explain it away afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why premeditated crime exists. It's because of men.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a fucked up thing to do. Temporary insanity, that's because of women.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So male crime, woman crime. Spot on or not. Spot on or not.
It's pretty good. It's pretty
right?
good. Yeah.
That's hard to be upset with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. This is a very womany crime. I don't even remember what my point is. I'm just like, I feel good. I won. I won conversation. This is awesome. Come on, Sydney. Act like you've been here before. Oh, man. So, talk about my parking lot confrontation.
You had a parking lot confrontation?
Yeah, because the one
because
thing.
Because they did it. Because they started it.
Yeah, well, that's not what I was going to say, but they did start it. But it was a very minor confrontation. Mm-hmm. But it led to the other thing that we talk about sometimes. But, because the one thing I want to dig into, it might be tough to talk about.
Oh, geez.
Right? But I think we can do it.
Oh, no. I don't think we can do this.
I think we can do it. All right. So this parking lot confrontation, it was in our Whole Foods. I parked in the garage, parked in a spot, right?
Yeah.
Parked in a spot. And a spot that I've been parking in for a long time. And it's by like an air conditioning unit. It doesn't say no parking. There are no lines in it that denote no parking. And I saw somebody parking it 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been parking there ever since.
Mm-hmm. I park there.
It's always parked in.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Right. So it looks like it's not a spot.
Right.
You know, but people make it into a spot because there's the space to do it.
Yeah, it works.
So I'm leaving my car, and this woman from her car goes, excuse me, which is really cool how people can like excuse me in a direction and the person knows exactly who they're talking to.
you appreciate that.
I feel like you could do that into a crowd of people. You can be like, excuse me, to like if you definitely feel it emotionally, powerfully enough, and you excuse me at a person in a crowd, like only the person you're doing it to will turn over.
Yeah, you appreciate that, the power of excuse me.
I do. I appreciate the power of just anytime you can connect, you know, via human to human with that weird energy that we can't explain.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite things about the world.
Yeah.
Like how you can like stare at somebody and they start getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like, what's creepy? Something's creepy. What is it?
You know? Yeah.
So she's like, excuse me. And I look at her and she goes, that's not a parking spot. And I go, thank you. And just like keep on walking into the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, which, go ahead. Were you gonna say something?
Oh no.
Yeah, and it's like the funniest thing about that to me is when I was like, "Thank you," and kept walking into the grocery store. Like that was an act of rebellion. That was me telling her to shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, with every step, I had to like convince myself not to like slow down or do anything to like hesitate, because I wanted her to have time to retaliate.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted it to go further.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't done yet.
You were excited about this.
I was pumped.
What were you going to, like, so you must have played it out in your head, the options of what she could have said and you would have said.
Nah,
that.
you got to go into these things kind of open-minded.
But you have time since then.
Oh, yeah. I try not to taint the experience, you know what I mean? Because I feel like if you do that, I used to do that. I've done that before. And this is as a person who gets into a lot of confrontations in the world, right?
Yeah.
So I used to, on missed confrontation opportunities, I used to play them out of my head. Mm-hmm. And then I would get into a new confrontation. And then I would be trying to remember some of the things that I wanted to say from the confrontation that I played out of my head.
So you didn't like that,
right?
Huh?
No, I didn't like it because it stifled me.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the confrontation. I was in two confrontations at once.
Oh, that's a lot of confrontations. Even for somebody like you, like, it's hard to beat somebody when you're in two.
Yeah. One of the confrontations didn't even matter.
Yeah.
I was just trying to pull from it. Yeah. And because I was raised by a woman and I have emotional memory, I have to, like, remember the confrontation and put myself in
remember
the...
Remember what you were wearing.
Yeah. How that made me feel. You're going to confront me in these shoes? Yeah. So I am in two actual confrontations, you know? So no good. No bueno.
Okay. No, so you didn't play it out.
No, nah, you want to play it out? You can play it out.
Like, am I you or am I the lady?
You're you, but you're with our kids.
And she excused at me.
She excused you.
So she excused and I said, thank you. Is that how I said it? Thank you.
No.
No, I'm very sincere. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I guess how you would say it? Because I don't want to micromanage your part.
I would curtsy. Thank you.
keep it
moving.
I didn't break stride. Could you curtsy in stride?
Yeah, I can side curtsy.
We haven't been working our footwork recently. Can you look at me in the eyes? Can you curtsy in stride?
I can curtsy in stride.
All right, granted. We'll grant this curtsy.
Thank you.
Yeah, so All right.
Okay, I'll just give her a little salute then.
A salute?
Oh, thank you.
You don't trust your ability to curtsy and stride.
You made me nervous.
In your own imagination. Just because we haven't been working footwork. We keep it real in Murder Shed Studios, baby. We keep it real.
Okay. Were you holding the girls' hands though?
No, they were. Oh, okay. We were already in a safe space for them to run into the sliding door, opening doors.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
A little salute. And she'd be like, no, you can't park there. That's not a spot. And I would say, but it is a, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not good at confrontation.
That's why I handle all the confrontations. Okay.
I would be like, it is a spot. I did park there.
I want a micromanager confrontation, but this is what you say. You say, my car's in it.
Oh yeah. That's what I was going for. My car's in it.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Brevity. Brevity is key. You said it all right there.
Yeah.
You said my car's there. So it's a spot. When you just said my car's in it.
My car is in it.
Okay.
And then, so what does she even say back? She's like,
you've never done this, right? Is this something? This is clearly something you don't do. I am talking you through going through a confrontation in your head that didn't happen. You don't play these out, right? You know, because this is why you're not good at confrontation. This is because you don't visualize. Visualization is key to success in everything.
I don't visualize these type of confrontations.
Yeah.
Like parking lot confrontations.
Oh, it's the arena is your issue? The fact that we're in a parking garage is your problem?
I'm just not emotionally connected to it. I apologize.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Because I wouldn't engage with this lady. I wouldn't have this confrontation.
Like, but what would you, if she said, excuse me, that's not a spot, what do you say to that?
I like your thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I just, I think it is on. See you later. We disagree on that point.
Yeah. So here's the thing that I was going to, this is tough. So I don't even remember what the crime is because my brain just started going on this track.
Yeah.
For so much, but I know it was a whole family that committed the crime. The mom and dad, they supplied the kids with the stuff to commit the crimes. And these, when I say kids, they're adults. These kids are like in their low 30s.
Okay.
You know, at least the oldest, the brother, the son was, and the daughters I think are in their like high 20s. Right.
Okay.
They black, right? So because the parents aren't that much difference in age. You know, the parents are like young for parents that have kids that old.
Just a car full of adults.
Yeah. And it was like they went and murdered some people, you know, and again it was like the parents gave them the murdering tools. But here's the thing. The mom was biracial, the dad was biracial. And they had kids, right? What are those kids? What are those kids? Right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times I feel like that creates crazy people.
Biracial and biracial?
Yeah. I feel like there's a higher chance of being wild.
I just can't not imagine what this like could mean to your children's future.
You better not bring no biracial child. Black, white, Asian, is like pure. They better be pure. Bring them home with their 23andMe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah, bring that pure shit. You know?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's Asian on Asian, we'll take it. You know? Like, just, I guess, I don't know. I think it'll start to become more prevalent.
Yeah.
I think we'll start to see more trends.
Do you think people will ever be able to admit that? I feel like in this society, nobody could ever admit that.
It's weird because I think when you acknowledge, when you realize how often you see them, right?
Yeah.
You realize that there is a look to them. Like biracial and biracial, they have a look to them.
Yeah.
You know? And it's people always say about biracial kids, oh, they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody ever says biracial and biracial kids. They're so beautiful. They're not. They're not as beautiful.
Not as beautiful.
They're not. And there's like.
Having trouble thinking of an example.
I don't even know how I can. Because I didn't write any of this down.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I felt like that made it evil. You know what I mean? It's hard to talk about enough, right?
Yeah.
I don't want this in a book somewhere. Get the fuck out of here, man. Can't write this down. But it's so then I start getting on this ancient advanced civilization shit, uh-huh. right? Because all the information says that the world was much more multicultural than it is now. Mm-hmm. And people spread a lot. So the chance for biracial and biracial to happen was probably a lot more prevalent, right? Mm-hmm. So what these people look like, these biracial and biracial, is almost like all of the megalithic statues from back in the day, like from all across
they
the world.
They look like Easter Island.
Basically, it's like some look like that.
Yeah.
Some look like the ones that are like the little round ones in South America.
Yeah.
With the big lips and yeah. the dude, some look like that. And then like, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. And it's like, what? That's weird.
Yeah.
You would think they would look less ethnic.
Yeah.
Than more, you know, it's weird. So it's like maybe these people start flipping their shit. You know, getting there somehow being worshipped as God. I don't know how they rose to power.
You haven't connected
these dots yet. Yeah, I'm connecting them now.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like now that I'm on the right path,
yeah,
that I can probably figure out how they rose to power.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why. Like, there's nothing wrong, by the way, with biracial children. I support. I love them. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
We have our own. Right.
Yes.
We're in support.
Yes.
We are definitely in support. But biracial and biracial, it just gets different. Things get different. I don't know what happens. Something gets muddled, right? So that's gonna be like the first weird race war that happens. Because like, or the first, because like if this like say like clearly we're joking around, right? But like, let's just say, but I do notice something weird. I'm joking about something that I notice, right? Uh-huh. But let's just say this does blow up into like, holy shit, when they make kids, that it doesn't go well.
Yes.
And we have to start separating that, or we have to start asking, like, if people are too beige together.
Yeah.
Let's say, like, what are you?
So, what is the cutoff, though, right? Because, like, if somebody's 75% one race and 25% the other, like, is that okay to be with somebody that's also, like, because nobody's pure, right? So, like, when you're black, but you're, like, what? Like, you're, like, 75% black and 25%, or, like, 50% black and 25% something and 25% white.
I don't know.
Something-ish.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I haven't, well, let's say yes for the purposes of moving forward with
yeah.
this, right?
So, yeah, so there's people like that. But, like, then you get biracial, you add a white person into that mix, right? So, like what is the makeup of the biracial that starts to get in trouble? Like, where does this slippery slope start?
I think it's when two half and halves.
They have half
when
and
when
halves.
Two, because it's like, it's like when, basically what we're dealing with is when a werewolf and a vampire
yeah.
make babies.
Yeah.
The hybrid of that werewolf vampire
should not
make babies with other werewolf hybrids, right?
Yeah.
It just creates, because even in what is the movie series with the chick, the hot chick that's the vampire hunter?
Yeah.
Well, she is a vampire and she hunts werewolves.
Yeah.
I bet that would be really easy to look up on a phone. But anyway, we used to watch that. The first movie that came out was pretty good.
It was very good.
Yeah, good action.
You know? I keep wanting to say like Day. I have like Daywalker in my head, but it's.
I don't
think
Day was in it. I know what you're saying. The Underworld.
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 Yeah,
Underworld series.
Yeah.
Right. Because when the hybrid was, you couldn't have. Don't let they fucking get crazy.
Yeah.
They get crazy. they know it.
Yeah.
That's the oldest. It's the oldest. All these stories are just ancient stories told over and over again.
They're there to warn us.
Yeah. That's the story of the ancient hybrid. That's the ancient hybrid story. That's like, that's
they go
it.
A little crazy.
Yeah. Dude, I wonder what Jordan Peterson would say about that story. Man. Real quick, shout outs. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Good momentum for shout outs, right? We're
yeah.
feeling good. Oh, shout out to the dogs from Matt and Shane Secret Podcast who have come over since. Shout out to, okay, our faithfuls, you know. Mm-hmm. You gotta show love to the faithfuls, right? Andrew Pace, Keith Butts, Mike Levy, Liz. Dave, I need to remember the list of all the some people who have been listening from jiu-jitsu. Shout out to Doc, you know, because I definitely think he's coming back.
Yeah,
you know, Tim Butterly, of course. Okay, but yeah. Oh, also, listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you've probably heard me on Matt and Shane Secret Podcast with Tim Butterly. He does a lot of cool shit. He's one of these guys that doesn't really promote his stuff, but go check out some of the stuff that he does. He did a series with called Delco Proper.
Yeah.
Look up Delco Proper in YouTube. Awesome. Yeah, it's you can watch the whole pilot that Comedy Central rejected because they said it was too white.
Yeah.
It was too, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Check it out. And yeah, other than that, thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate it. Subscribe. Keep the positive vibes going. We appreciate all the love that we're getting. It's increasing every week. So don't feel that your support is in vain. You're growing an army.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sure.